This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today I'm going to talk about a man named Judas. Actually, the very spirit of Judas. He's such a man without character, without integrity. So despicable he was. He was actually called a son of perdition. You know, he walked with Jesus Christ. He ate with Jesus. He drank with Jesus. Saw him do wonderful things, miracles. Heard the words of God coming out of the mouth of the Lord Jesus. And he hung around Jesus without any problem. But the character of Judas is very important to consider, because many of these elements that were in Judas could be literally in us. We could betray a servant of the Lord. We could betray a disciple of Christ. We could be such a double-minded person, one foot in the world, one foot in the kingdom, and participating in both, either way. And that can't be so. And the way of that will lead to death and total destruction. There's many people that have heard the words of God, have seen the power of God, have heard the testimony of miracles of the Lord. There's no excuse. But for some reason, for one reason or another, they still are not walking with the Lord in sincerity. The time is at hand. This is the time to fear the Lord, to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. You know, I've come to the realization in my life that the most important thing, the most valuable thing in my life is character, my integrity. You know, it's not having a wife, it's not having money or things, because those things can be stolen. And I've experienced that. But one thing that no one can steal from you is your character, is your integrity. And we all have to answer to God. We all have to look at ourselves in the mirror. And you can lie all you want about your character. But the character of Judas is someone I want to talk about today, because he knew Jesus. He hung around Jesus. But he also hung around the religious system that was in rebellion against the Lord. And they actually conspired together, lying to murder the Prince of Life, Jesus Christ. And that was God's will. And that was also prophesied to come. And Jesus knew it. He knew that he would be betrayed. And on the other side of the coin, ladies and gentlemen, you may not be a Judas, praise God. You may not have any attribute of Judas. Maybe God's changed your life. But the thing is, you may go through the sufferings of Jesus Christ, and you may experience your own Judas, a friend that betrays you, sells you out for 30 pieces of silver. Betrays you with a kiss. That's the amazing thing. That Judas could look at Jesus eye to eye. And he could walk up to the Pharisees in secret and look at them eye to eye. And he wasn't even convicted. He didn't even feel uncomfortable about such behavior. And scammed. And schemed. To take 30 pieces of silver and sell out Jesus Christ, the Lord. What a chump. And then after Judas betrayed Jesus with a kiss, he went to hang out with the Pharisees, the religious system that had participated in the execution of Jesus, and they didn't want anything to do with him. That's the thing about Judas. That's the thing about being a double-minded person. You're no good for anyone. And what did Judas go out and do? Jumped off a cliff, hung himself. And he died. His wife was husbandless. And his children were fatherless, vagabonds. And it was a curse on that generation. Character is the issue. Truthfulness, faithfulness, sincerity, purity. A friend loves at all times. And there's no greater love than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. That's our example from our Lord Jesus. The more you learn of him and let it penetrate your heart, you surely admire him. And the more people you're around and the more people you see are not like Jesus, that much more you'll love Jesus. And he's purchased us. We belong to him. He's our Lord. He's our master. And he has the words of life. There's nowhere else to go. There's no turning back. But I call you today to consider this character, your character. Don't be double-minded. Don't be one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom. And certainly, don't sell out. Don't betray your master. Don't betray him for the things of the world. Because the world will turn and tear you and trample you to pieces after it's all over and said and done. And what a fool you'll feel like, alone and desolate. I've written about Judas years ago. You see this man, he's so indecisive. He was influenced by intimidation, fear of man. On one hand, he associates with Jesus. He admires his ministry. And on the other hand, he stands with the religious order that rejected him. He sought to kill him. Judas stood right in the middle, smiling at both camps. The story says that Judas accepted payment of 30 pieces of silver from the Jewish Sanhedrin if he would betray Jesus. After Judas had given Jesus the Judas kiss, Judas saw Jesus going through his ordeal of mockery at the hands of the Romans. Judas is said to have repented. Apparently, he felt bad about seeing Jesus being so mistreated by the Romans. Serious, serious character flaw in Judas. It strikes me. And consider what it must be like to have been in those days with Jesus. He comes along in a specific time proclaiming and doing what his father had ordained. Some people loved Jesus and the words he spoke. Others despised him because Jesus upset the cart. He stepped on people's feet. Jesus can be very direct and he can confront the religious system. Religious order that had people with serious character flaws. Others rejected Jesus with no reaction at all. But consider the dimensions of this story and please reflect on the character, the dynamics that made Judas, Judas. He tried to give back the 30 pieces of silver to the Jewish Sanhedrin. They said to him that they would not accept the money back because it was, quote, blood money. And now they cite the scripture, the text, where it's not right with God to accept money for the treasury that was from this type of murder. What hypocrisy. At this point, Judas had no affiliation either with Jesus or the Jews who had rejected him. What a chump. He was a hitman. Such a loser. Judas was the guy who did the dirty work. What a horrible feeling that must have been. Judas leaves and goes and hangs himself. You know, the Jews wanted to be proper with God. They took the 30 pieces of silver and bought a particular field for Judas' burial. It's called the Field of Blood to this day. Judas felt bad about betraying Jesus. He wanted to make it right. But think about this, it was too late. The 109th Psalm prophesies about this event with Judas. His bishopric or authority with Jesus was removed. What a tragedy, what a curse pursued through his wife, his children. It's in the Bible, recorded perpetually for all to see. I write this story because it's so important to contemplate the deep inner workings of personality, behavior. I believe there's a lot for us to learn from this story. It's God who can search our inner heart and reveal any type of seed that would manifest itself in such horrific behavior that never may be reversed. Judas carried the money bag. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? What was important to him? What was he thinking? And to take money to kill Jesus. It's a tragedy. It's so dangerous to trust in religious affiliation. It's so dangerous to think that because I listen to the Word of God or I'm in a church environment or a spiritual environment, even hearing the words of God, seeing the power of God, but yet your heart could have these seeds of deception, of duplicity, double-mindedness, self-centeredness, wanting to please man, being intimidated, controlled by others. That's worthless. Having character of God, being tried by the fire. This is what God is doing, is to remove the dross from your life. And this is the process that you must go through. Humbling yourself before the Lord. Cleansing yourself from the iniquities of the world. That you may truly be changed and transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. How could money be so important? How could the prestige of man be so important? To the point that when Judas betrayed Jesus, he didn't just come out right and say he was going to mock Jesus by betraying him. He gives him a kiss. How despicable. And this can happen in any one of us if we allow the seeds of self-centeredness, of selfishness, of worldliness, the love of money, take root in our heart. You'll end up betraying Jesus. Many people talk about the things of God, but they've not truly submitted to the head of the church, Jesus Christ. They may talk of angels. They may talk of dreams and visions and many interesting things. But they haven't put on the garments of white robes of righteousness that are in Jesus. The time is coming soon, ladies and gentlemen. Watch and pray. And be faithful before the Lord. And as you see these things that are coming upon the earth, rejoice, be glad. God is bringing judgment on a wicked world. God is bringing judgment on wicked men and women that have corrupt character. He's judging it. And he's bringing blessing and reward to those that have followed the Lamb. Make sure you have not the Judas spirit in you. Make sure you don't have any elements of those seeds within your heart, because you'll betray the Lord. You'll neither be good for this world nor the kingdom, and you'll be thrust out into outer darkness. And the Master has said, King Jesus has said, many, many will cry and weep and gnash their teeth because of the misery that will come upon them, the fear of the judgment of God that is coming. This is so important to ponder seriously before the Spirit of God. Many will be beaten in the synagogues, the religious system gone astray. Many will be betrayed. Parents betraying their children. Children betraying their parents. Spouses against spouse. Brother against brother. They will kill you and think they're serving God. Great delusion is taking place in the hearts of many. A Judas spirit. You must be prepared. Psalm 139:19 and following. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, you bloody men. For they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? Am I not grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.